Hello, everyone. This is Paige Hattie with Reliability Connect, and today we are sitting down with Jeff Rocher of eWork Orders. Jeff is the founder and CEO of Information Professionals, Inc., also known as eWork Orders, which provides state-of-the-art CMMS software, and eWork Orders also offers cost-effective, groundbreaking, reliable-based CMMS software through their platform to help increase uptime with a seamless integration of maintenance devices, data, and systems. So after getting his MBA at Rutgers University, Jeff started out his career with one of the largest pharmaceutical companies in New Jersey as a senior systems analyst. Jeff enjoyed his time at the pharmaceutical company, especially working with the technology that he loves, but as with any large company, he found the ability to be creative was restricted. Through his research and interaction with others, he saw that businesses were continually struggling with the management of work orders, repairs, their facilities, and equipment, but didn't have the knowledge or the budget to keep up with the technology. So today we're going to talk to Jeff a little bit more about CMMS software, what it is, what it can do for a business, and how you can easily implement it to make your life a little bit easier. All right, Jeff, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Pretty good, thanks. So we're going to go ahead and dive right into things here. So let's get started off. Would you mind telling us a little bit about what CMMS is?
Sure. CMMS stands for Computerized Maintenance Management System. What that is the ability to track all of the maintenance tasks and equipment and people related to maintenance operations for your business. It could be used in almost any kind of business, but typically what we're talking about is work orders, asset tracking, so any kind of equipment that you do work on, keep history on, track warranties on, inventory control, so stockroom management, preventive maintenance, so scheduling just like on your vehicle, how often are you going to change the oil, how often are you going to rotate the tires. These systems can be set up to handle that for all the equipment on your plant. Could be predictive maintenance, so we could be taking readings from different sensors throughout your plant, and when something goes out of whack, that could trigger maintenance to happen automatically or to be assigned to people. It can track all of your different employees, so who's available to work, what are they working on, what haven't they completed, where do they need to be today, things like that. All kinds of reports that can go with it, all kinds of documentation related to your assets or your inventory, even service requests. So if you have customers, even for like a plant, it could be like an operator at a machine that needs to report a problem. They might go to an interface and create a service request or work request and have that follow a certain set of rules to get routed to the correct person, or just go to an administrator to figure out what they're going to do with it.
Sure. So that being said, Jeff, what in your experience have you seen and what would you say CMMS can do for a business?
Well, it can really get people organized. It can help you not lose track of things that need to get done. It can help improve safety standards because things that need to get done when they're supposed to be, get routed and prioritized how they're supposed to be. In the end, this is going to save a lot of time, save a lot of money. It's also going to help people if their business gets audited by the government for any purpose, that they're going to have all their records in line.
Oh, that makes perfect sense. So then what sort of implementation tips do you have for someone that's maybe looking to incorporate a CMMS into their business?
Well, the first thing I would think about is, what are your goals? You know, obviously most people want to save time and money with implementing a system like this and get organized. But once you've identified that, you want to think about what parts of your business you can automate or track the best. So for some people, the main thing is they want to take requests from their customer base or their employees, and they want to keep those organized, not get them lost, possibly have them automatically route to the appropriate workers. So some people may have like an electrical request versus a plumbing request. So when those come in, an electrician could automatically be assigned to work on it it could pop up on his smartphone, he needs to go do this, or it could just show up in his list of things to do. You would really want to think about things like what types of service requests would you want to take from your employees or from your customers, and how you're going to route those or handle them. You're going to think about what types of equipment you have, and maybe have a list, an Excel file with that equipment already in it, with as many details about it as you want, so that you could import it quickly into the system. You would want to think about what kind of preventive maintenance plans you want to have on that equipment. There's a lot of standard type guidelines that you could follow right away just to quickly implement. You would also want to have a list of, like, who do you want to access the system and what kind of roles are you going to give them? What kind of permissions are you going to give them within the system?
Perfect. So then, Jeff, I heard a rumor that you and your brother are in business together and running work orders together. So would you mind kind of elaborating on how you came to that place and maybe what sparked that decision to go into business together?
Sure. We were both working, this is in the early to mid 90s. We were both working at pharmaceutical companies. I was there as an employee and he was at another one as a contractor. And they were about to make him a job offer. And he's like, what should I do? And I'm like, whatever you do, do not take the job. We want you to stay as a contractor, which he did. And we had a very good relationship with that customer where we would develop things for them and we would own them, but they had the right to use them everywhere. So that was the initial implementation of a maintenance system. It started with just basic reporting off of a database that they had. And then eventually we built a whole service request interface. It was all PC based and kind of grew from a PC to client server to intranet. And then in 2004, we took it to the internet as a multi-tenant system that we could just lease to whoever wanted to use it.
That's awesome. So what I guess, I mean, let's make this relatable for someone who's listening. I mean, I'm sure there has to be pros and cons to working with a sibling. What's your favorite part about it?
You know, we really think a lot alike. And I can just tell him, like, oh, we need to do something like this. And without much explanation at all, he can just kind of go with it and do exactly what he needs to be done.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Wow, that's great. Well, Jeff, did you have anything else that you'd like to add before we wrap up here for today? Where can people listening maybe get a hold of you?
They can go to eworkorders.com, and there's all kinds of information about our system and us, and there's a contact us page, or you could just schedule a demonstration, and we'll be happy to take somebody through what they could do with the system.
Beauty. Sounds like a plan. Well, Jeff, we hope that you'll come back and talk to us again in the future, but thank you for taking a few minutes and chatting with us today.
Thank you very much for your time.